Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
I just feel so much better.
Oh. Guys, it's Brooke's birthday today.
It's my birthday.
Technically, this is going to come out next Tuesday, so her birthday is the 10th.
Yes.
And we're having to lay low because of the nose.
Yeah. Like everyone keeps calling me. You know, I started this morning. My mom and dad send me these video messages that are so funny and so cute. And then my sister calls, all the kids are singing happy birthday. My other sister, she called me yesterday to say happy birthday with her kids. And I was like, Robin, it's not today. I didn't care because I'm actually, I think I've told you this before, I'm very terrible with dates. So I'm the one in the family, youngest of four, I forget birthdays. Regularly enough that it's a thing at my house that no one's allowed to remind me. Like that's a game they play. But so Robin called me this morning. Her boys FaceTimed me and sang me happy birthday. My brother called. My niece FaceTimed me this morning earlier. It's been fantastic. I was just in bed waiting for Gina to come home.
I was out last night.
I was in bed like, baby,
I know, and all you said, you were like, just bring me something to eat and some coffee.
Yeah, I was
and
like, it's my birthday, so just
so
like,
haggard.
Bring coffee.
I couldn't walk in anywhere. I was still drunk from last night.
And you slept in.
I slept in.
Because you went to bed very late.
Yeah, and then the drive-through coffee was closed.
Yeah.
They were redoing the parking lot, so I couldn't even get her coffee.
She like stumbles in, and I was in the kitchen like wiping crumbs off the counter. I was like, hi,
everyone's
baby.
Everyone's like, Gina, you take such good care of Brooke.
She does. And I take very good care of her.
No, you do.
No, but I was in bed and, you know, I tried to stay in bed. I still, for one more week. So today is the 10th. You guys are getting this the following week. And that's just because that's just what happens.
What happens.
People are traveling, when we got shit going on, when our producers got shit going on, they're like, you have producers? Hard to believe.
Wait, this is an actual produced show?
Hard to believe if you read one of the most recent negative comments about our podcast.
I was
so
trying
funny.
To find if we had any questions. So we rarely go through our, what do you call them?
DMs?
No, DMs? Well, we rarely go through anything, our comments or reviews or anything. And so I went
We go
on,
through our emails.
Yeah. No, we do look at our emails. But I was looking at, if you go on podcasts,
dude, you guys, if you love us, go and give it, go and like,
give go, us a nice
go leave
review,
us
please.
Some reviews, like funny reviews.
So I was dying because I saw this one and it was like super sweet. And then, I got to find all of them. And then right below it, like this one, it's so cute. It's like, hold on.
Oh my God, Gina.
Well, I'm sorry. I got to turn my ringer
off. She's like, I'm just so popular.
I know. Oh, and it says, belly laughs. I love this pod. It is like hanging out with friends. Every episode, I was drawn in because I love Brooke, but I realized I'm a Gina.
Dude.
P.S. Bring back Alan. He was delightful.
Alan is delightful. We'll bring him back.
Yeah, we'll bring him back. But then this is the next one.
The best is like, she starts dying laughing. I'm in the bathroom, like trying to, you know, piece myself together the best that I can. And she just starts laughing, like belly laughing. And I was like, what? She goes, oh my God, you got to read this. And I'm thinking like, oh, it's going to be like this really funny, like nice, but funny review.
No, it's mean.
As soon as she starts reading it, I start dying laughing.
And you guys, honestly, it doesn't upset us.
No.
At all. I mean, I think I actually enjoy the shitty comments.
Mm-hmm.
Like I find them so delightful.
Hey, bad press is still press.
No, so this says, it's titled Mind Numbing Stupid.
I mean, I can't argue
we
with you.
We would never argue with you.
We don't say we're
this
smart.
No, it gets better. It gets better.
Okay,
this is the most IQ reducing thing I've ever heard. Like you're actually getting dumber.
He or she.
I don't know.
He or she or they took the time to write this. Thank
it
you.
It is comically bad these two get to have a platform for this. We agree.
Dude, she read that and I was like, dude, I mean, yeah.
You're not wrong.
You know, we question it all the time of like how, like, I mean, we think we're hilarious.
And we love our conversations.
We love our conversations.
Colby, every time he travels, we're just like, ah, and he's just like, okay, my God, just shut up.
But he did also tell me after our trip to Austin, when I was like, dude, you're going to quit, aren't you? He was like, are you out of your fucking mind? Why would I ever quit this job? And I was like, thank you.
Thank you, Colby.
Because we're funny. We're very entertaining. And a lot of weird shit happens a lot.
This is true.
But yeah, we have a podcast. Obviously, you guys know you're listening to it or watching it. And we were just as surprised as you, some that guy is,
or girl,
when we got, or gal, or they, when they asked me to do one. And the fact that we still are doing it, mind boggling. That's what I meant.
Oh, mind blowing.
And
that
blowing
too.
Okay.
Yeah, you can blow or boggle.
Yeah, I boggle and blow all the time. I mean, not lately. You did last night. She hijacked my birthday, you guys.
That's what she says.
I can't even get birthday sex. She got dick and she was like had a party and was drinking and was like up having so much fun and just so much sex all night while I'm sleeping. She comes home and I'm like, dude, did you hijacked my birthday?
I did.
I'm like, meanwhile, you're out there getting just boggling and blowing. I'm here sleeping on an incline, taking meds to go to sleep, got a bandage up face, just black eyes.
But you look good.
No birthday sex, no boggling and I keep wanting to say boggling and swallowing. I mean, because it rhymes.
Just boggle and swallow.
Just boggling and blowing. None of that. I went to bed watching, I don't even know what I was watching last night. Wake up and I'm like, my baby told me she's coming home at 8 and I asked her to get, you know, coffee or something.
I came home empty handed.
She comes home empty handed, an hour and a half later, walking bull legged, still drunk,
just looking like I just crawled out of the
gutter.
And
I was like, hey, we need to record ads right now. And she goes, she's like, I don't think I can do it.
I was, well, I'm like, I'm just keeping it going. So we opened up, Brooke had a bottle of Veuve champagne that was given to her after she bought her house that was still sitting in my refrigerator, believe it or not, because it's very shocking that any alcohol lasts in this house.
It's because it's hidden.
Yeah.
And because you would never drink that without me because you're not an asshole.
Of course not. Mm-mm. But yeah, so we popped that baby. We tried to walk down and get a glass of rosé in town and it was closed. So then we're walking by the shop and Brooke sees these tie-dye. And if anybody knows me, they know I would never wear tie-dye.
Yeah. We don't wear tie-dye. In fact,
you would wear tie-dye before I would.
It would just
depend. You're like
depends,
more like on trend.
It depends
than
on
I would
the tie-dye.
Be. Yeah.
You know, it depends on the tie-dye and the article of clothing and
yeah,
a lot of things. It depends on a lot of things.
So they're like these, like, they look like bathing suits, but they're just like onesies.
They have snap crotches.
Snap crotches. And so Brooke walks by and she goes, oh, should we get
those?
Well,
I was joking. Like it's when we saw it first. We were walking to go see if we could get a glass of rosé before we podcasted. And it was my birthday. And we see him and I grab and I'm laughing. I'm like, look at these, Gina, because she hates tie-dye. I was like, oh my God, we should just get these and wear them the rest of the day and just be in tie-dye and go and get day drunk for my birthday. And we're laughing. Oh, okay. And we walk away. No rosé. Feeling a little blue. We walk back and we're looking at them again. There's three of them. One we liked. I liked the color. I was like blue.
Well, they were just like three different sizes.
Yeah.
So like small, medium, large.
And the other one was way too big. And Gina looks at me and she goes, should we get them? And I was like, no. And she goes, she looks at me and I was like, yeah, let's do it. So we bought them.
And we're wearing them.
And now we're wearing them.
Yeah, but mine is, you know, this happens to me a lot with Brooke.
Shut the fuck up.
You get like something matching.
Dude, I like yours.
Mine is kind of like this puke green color. If you're watching this, you can see
I need to find the tag.
A chemical Barbie or
it's
something.
It's like, it's something
anyway,
Barbie.
Brooke's is better, whatever.
Mine's like flies too close to the sun.
She has, and she has like nicer skin. Like I'm like very pinky skinned. So like mine is basically very unflattering. And what's funny is that I picked it up and I saw mine and I said, oh my God, it looks so wide.
You did.
But guess what? I'm wide. No.
The thing
because
is like
fits. It's not too big.
I thought for sure on yours we would have, or on mine. No, yeah, wait.
No, on mine.
Yes, because of how much bigger it looked. I thought, oh no, we'll just tie the straps. Oh, my cousin's calling me. Tie the straps. So it's like, it's pulled up. But then I put on mine, and because Gina's more, has bigger boobs than I do, and she's longer bodied, I had to tie knots in mine.
So yeah, so we're wearing these beautiful matching tie-dye outfits. And
for the rest of the day.
I feel like my color, like your tie-dye is like kind of like all over. Mine is like strategically placed to make me look even more hot doggy.
Hot doggy.
Hot doggy.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. Hot dog. But yeah, oh.
What
were we talking about that we want to bring back?
Cunt.
You guys, we're bringing the word cunt back.
And some of you might be like, whoa, and you pulled back a little. Don't do that. Some of you might be like, oh, that never even went away. Well, I envy you. It's a great word.
It's a great word.
We just ordered birthday necklaces for my birthday, but for the three best friends, which is me, Gina, and Dana, BD and Jay. And they're not here yet. They'll be here in a few days. And they say, cunt.
So when we were all in Utah,
It's such a good word.
It was Dana, Rob, you, and I. We were all in the truck. And somebody said, cunt. And then Rob made a comment like, oh, are you guys like cool with that? And we're like, oh my God, it's like the best word ever.
You?
Best word ever. Cunt.
I love being around.
Colby, would you ever say cunt? I feel like it's like something only women can say.
No, yeah. It depends where you are. Because I love being around Aussies, dude. I love being around Aussies. Like even in the UK, like they say cunt all the time. Cunty. Like don't stop being so cunty. Like they just use the word cunt and I'm like, oh. It's so funny. So Daniel came over Sunday. You guys are like, you don't know what day it is. The other day. And he always calls us his bitches. Which I find it like endearing.
Yeah.
They're like, what the fuck? Yes. And but we're like, and we stop and we're like, hey, we don't want you to call us bitches anymore. We want you to call us cunts.
He's like, I'm uncomfortable with that.
He didn't like it. So he said no. But it's the way you use it. It's like the word fuck. Great word.
Great word.
That is like, there's the way you say it. The
context you can use it in.
The volume you say it. You can be like, oh, fuck.
Oh, like, yes. Fuck. Yeah, like sexy.
Oh, dude.
Fuck. Or
fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck. Like, fuck.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
fuck.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck. Oh, like Alan, our resident fuckboy.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. They're like, what is happening on this podcast right now? Honestly,
we
don't know, you guys.
We're buzzed.
We were thrown for a loop.
No.
Is that the right phrase?
I wouldn't say thrown for a loop.
When we read that comment.
Oh, about how bad we are?
We just immediately started thinking like, oh shit, like what are we going to talk about?
Yeah. I kind of like got in our heads.
Because we were putting things together this morning. We recorded some ads. And then I was like, oh.
He's 100% right.
He's right. He's not wrong.
We have nothing to say.
No, sometimes we do. And you know what's difficult is like, for instance, I've got emails for different people who have requested to be on our podcast. And then we get an issue we do run into scheduling and trying to schedule stuff when Gina and I are together. And we are, I'll say it again, I've said it a million fucking times. So grateful that for everyone that does love to like literally sit with us on the couch and have very absurd off the wall, many times realistic conversations are like very, you know, discussing things that are taboo for a lot of people or that you think for sure, but you have never really discussed with anybody. Cause that's what we do. That's what we do here. So he, she, they who wrote that, we're just not for you, and that's cool. I'm not everyone's flavor, man. Not everyone's flavor. You're my flavor, dude.
You were just talking about this, and it just made me think, like, you were talking about, like, things that we talk about that maybe other people are feeling or whatever.
Yes.
And do you remember yesterday when we were sitting on the couch, and I wanted a little bit of my ham, my blanket?
Yes.
And, And it's not cold. I mean, it's not hot. Wait, it wasn't cold.
It wasn't cold.
Sorry, I'm like, what
but
was
we
it?
Weren't hot.
We weren't hot, but we just wanted a little bit of the blanket. And so then I took it.
Are you
going to
talk about when we like sleep at night?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so.
Yes.
Yeah. So I take it and I put it, you know, over me, but just like through my middle part.
Yeah. Cause I had it over my belly.
Yeah.
Like not on my legs.
Just
just a piece on my belly. I like put my arms on it.
Yeah. And so it's then I took a piece. It's very comforting. And so I said that she was like, yeah, it's very comforting, isn't it? And I said, yeah, no, it is. And then she said exactly what I was thinking. She goes, sometimes I just put it over my belly because I feel like my belly's sticking out and I have to cover it.
Because it's like otherwise, a comforting thing.
And I was like, oh my God, I do like that all the time.
Like a little pressure on it.
Yeah, like I feel a little bloated. So like I just have to put the blanket over because I feel like it's hiding it. And then that way I don't obsess over it and keep staring at it.
And it's the comfort of like something pushing against it or like laying on it up against it. And so then we took it even further. And I said, have you ever been in bed and you're laying on your side? But maybe you can feel your belly.
Yeah, it shifts.
Shifts. So it's like hanging to the side you're laying on and it kind of is like hanging out because you're fucking super relaxed. You're trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
You don't like go to sleep flexed unless you got, you know, a dude that you're really into that maybe you're not like together with that's like trying to spoon you and he has his arms over your belly. Then Eugenia said that. She goes, anytime you're like spooning someone and someone's hands around your belly, you're just like just flexing.
I hope I don't fall
asleep. Trying to hold
it
in.
All of a sudden it just is like,
but sometimes when I sleep at night, I like to have like pressure up against me. So whether it's, I have a teddy bear.
You do have a teddy bear.
I've never told you guys that. I do. My grandpa gave it to me when I was younger and it's in my bed all the time. I've traveled with it and I sleep with it. So sometimes I'll push him up against me and kind of lay on him a little bit, or I have, I always hug a pillow, like pillow between my legs, or hug a pillow and have like something up against my belly. And it's not that it's changing the position of my stomach. It's not changing anything. All it's doing is it's like, it almost allows me to not focus on it or like be so like aware of my body position that I'm going to sleep thinking like, oh man. Instead, I'm just like, I'm comfortable.
Is my belly button touching the... I think my belly button's on the bed.
I think I'm melting.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Yeah.
Just have these like very bizarre conversations like all day long.
We do. And it's all it is. It's like we think about stuff a lot. And usually it's things you don't. I would feel pretty confident in saying a majority of, let's say women, because we're women, probably men too. We'll ask Colby after this. There's things that you are slightly insecure of or aware of, or you think about either yourself or a situation or whatever, but you just don't ever share it.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to say it out loud.
So you don't share it. And a long time ago, me and Gina realized like we love to eat no matter how bizarre. Her and I know everything about each other.
Oh, fuck you. I know what you're thinking.
And vice versa. Everything. Yeah. And it's
got
like
dirt.
There's nothing we cannot say. And it could be the fact that we're recording these podcasts in, you know, just right here in the comfort of our own home. And there's a camera on, and like we're very open with Colby, huh, Colbs? Oh yeah, that
he's
we
like
are very
open.
We're like very comfortable to just be super vulnerable, and we have our conversations with all of you. And for some people, it might be like you want to pull back and like, oh, that's wit and that's too much for me. You know, they're not my flavor. Totally fine. And others, you're like, holy shit, I think that all the time, and I've never heard anyone talk about it. And now
I've
you
never said
like,
it out loud.
It can feel really, you know, invigorating, freeing. So if you have anything that you're like, oh my God, I actually really do want to ask you this question or bring this up. I don't feel like I've really talked to anyone about it because of whatever situation you're in or what your friendships are like or whatever. It doesn't matter. Send it in, man. And if you're like, hey, don't talk about it on the podcast or like, hey, talk about it on the podcast. Just like, don't use my name. People do that all the time. We will not say your name and we'll discuss it and we'll talk about it.
Because I would imagine that.
Hey, Colby, you give me some more champagne. Sorry,
yeah, Cole,
it's my birthday.
Some champagne.
So, thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Then I want you to come over here and tell us in the microphone what your deepest insecurity is.
Oh, I have in my hand. I'm gonna be sniffing a lot. It's not because I have like a super runny nose.
It's not because I did cocaine.
No. It's not because I have a super runny nose. It's because I'm not allowed to sneeze or blow my nose for 3 weeks.
She thought she was going to sneeze this morning.
Oh,
and she was,
man. No, I was.
Losing it.
I was. I was in bed. I was like, oh, no.
Why are you going to the bathroom? No. So you don't have to tell us about your deepest insecurity? Okay, well, don't spend a lot of time in there.
Hey, remember to flush and put the toilet seat down. Thank you.
Yeah, dude. Remember when he had the, when there was a pubic hair on the toilet lid?
Yes. And I was like, first of all, I haven't grown mine out in a while.
Oh, tell him about your weird pubic hair.
Oh my gosh, you guys. It's not just pubic hair. It's my armpits. Fuck. This is the topic. And now we've got to the topic.
Okay.
This is...
We went from cunt to your cunt.
I'm leaning forward. Those of you that are listening, I am leaning forward to look into the camera. You guys, I've been getting laser hair removal. Okay? Hey, Google this so you can read why I tell the story.
Okay.
It gives you a description of like... That this is very, it's like, it's...
Okay, I got it.
It happens. Okay. I haven't told Colby this. He's going to find out. Not that it really matters. I don't give a shit. Okay. I've been getting laser hair removal. I have blonde hair. And you guys are like, you dye your hair. Yes, but I still have really
her
light
vagina hair,
hair
and armpit hair, very light.
I have
light.
Very fine hair, like
you
my
can't
arm
even see
hair.
Her leg
my,
hair when it
my,
grows
my,
out.
I'm the youngest of four, and it's so, like, my both my sisters' dark hair. Like when they, you know, shave their legs, and if they're like pale skin because it's winter, you can like see
dots,
like the hair follicles, right? Never me. You only really see mine if the sun is like hitting and you're looking at me from the side and you can like see it blowing in the wind or something. But I do have like some dark hair on my legs and my armpits and my vagina, but not, I don't have like thick, coarse hair. It's pretty fine and it's not all dark. So my aunt recently had gone back to schooling and she was working at this place. If those of you that follow me on Instagram, you probably have seen me post for them at least once or twice. And she was training. And so my sister was talking to her. She told my mom, you know, come in and get laser hair removal. And they were talking about this laser that they had and how it worked really well for girls with like lighter hair too. And I understand
harder,
the thing with light hair is like the lasers can't.
It's harder for the laser to see it when it's light
see,
against
yes,
light.
Yes. It can't see the hair. So.
So if you have like darker skin and darker hair, it's harder for it to pick it up. If you have light, lighter skin and lighter hair, same thing.
Yes. And I had, you know, darker skin, but light hair, well, but not all the hair. Well, I have, you know, I'm all at the time. Okay. I say darker skin cause I was tan.
Okay.
Okay. They're like, you don't have dark skin. There's many skins. Let's not talk about skin. Okay. That's a wormhole. My intention of laser hair removal was that I was going to just, it would be finer. Like it would, I knew that it wouldn't get rid of everything because I don't have really dark hair, but I have really sensitive skin. So when I shave sometimes, like I don't want to deal with razor burn. And I used to get waxed a lot. I hate growing it out. And so, and I had laser hair removal one other time, one treatment right before I left for the UK. Mm-hmm. Me and Gina went over. She was doing it like just like an in-between like catch-up treatment. And I did mine. Brazilian, and it was right
before
I left.
Yeah, because you made fun of me because I did the...
I didn't make fun of you. That was before I realized the bush was back.
I'd always done like the sides and the undercarriage, but I always left like a little triangle above my hoo-ha.
A strip.
Yeah.
Landing strip.
And she goes, why aren't you going to do that? And I was like, well, no, my reasoning was that
when
I don't
you got
know
old,
my,
you wanted to grow it out.
Yeah. If I ever have like a really unattractive vagina... I don't know what age does to a vagina.
Probably not.
So far it's okay,
stuff.
But like you just never know. Like is it just going to be really disgusting and ugly? Like maybe I want to grow the hair out and just cover it up.
So I'm laughing. I have a story about that we can tell after I'm done with the story.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm doing laser hair removal. I did my lower leg because all the hair on my quad, like my upper leg, so blonde and fine. Even like shaving, never had razor burn issues ever. Armpits, lower leg, Brazilian, not the whole thing because at the time, not anymore. But I had come to enjoy a little triangle landing strip.
Okay.
Here's what's crazy. I've got, it's like a series of like, I think like 6 or 8 treatments. You go every 4 to 6 weeks. So I would do one, I'd go to California, and then I'd go back, do another one, go to California, because I'm back and forth month at a time. And I think I've done 3. And they kept saying, like, how is it? And I was like, well, I think I kind of noticed a difference. Like, my leg hair, you know, a little bit thinner. After my 3rd treatment, you guys, what the fuck? I was at home, and I'm thinking, like, wait a minute. What's happening to me? I'm turning 32. I've had 3 laser hair removal appointments. Why do I have more hair? More dark
hair,
coarser hair. I have really fine hair, coarse, dark hair I've ever had in my entire fucking life, ever. It's boggling my mind. And I'm looking at my armpits and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I've never been the type to like shave and you would be able to like still see like where the hair would grow.
Yeah, no.
Ever. Never.
Your hair was so light that you could actually like have hair and you couldn't really tell.
You couldn't see it.
You couldn't see it. Well, now you can see it.
Yeah. So I'm Googling. Like, do my armpits?
I don't know if it's gotten, okay, hear me out. I don't know if it's gotten thicker or like more hair.
I feel like the hair has gotten coarser. And if you read that, it says that it can get like a little bit coarser. I don't know
if you have more hair or if it's just more noticeable because it's darker.
Dude.
No, you have black armpit
fucking
hair.
I know. My fucking vagina. I'm like, did any hair disappear? Did it work at all? So I'm Googling. I'm like, you know, Googling like laser hair removal, more hair. Like laser hair in improver. Laser hair like a fucking chia pet. Laser hair turning your vagina into a chia pet. And then I read that there are rare, not rare, because it does happen.
No, it says very rare.
Okay, sorry. Fuck! Yeah. Dude, I'm so special.
It says very rare.
You gonna read it?
Well, the only thing that I found was this right here, you know, because it's a rabbit hole, but it says very rare after a laser hair removal treatment, the hair can grow more and even darker. It is not common, but there are persons who experience this effect. The reason why this happens is because the laser was used at a lower energy suboptimal fluences for the IPL treatments or Alexandrite technology. I don't know what that means, but it sounds like...
It's almost like as if the level at which they had the laser, because I have like, you know, fine light hair.
Yeah.
And because I was tan.
Was probably lower.
Lower.
So you're one of those very rare.
And I'm that very rare case where it's like, all it did was like, I mean, can you do that on like people who are balding?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I mean, both of us have a hard time growing our own hair.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just have our
heads, shave our head and have a heads, laser hair. Dude. Anyways, so where I'm at now, as I told Gina, I was like, Gina, dude, I have to show you something. And I'm telling her, she goes, no. And I was like, I'm not fucking kidding.
Well, because sometimes darker, you know, when something's on your own body, you think it's like way worse than it is. And I'm used to that with you. So I'm always like telling you like, no, it's not bad, or no, it's good. Oh no, you look fine. And then,
oh no, it's darker.
I literally was like, no, you're full of shit. Definitely not.
I pulled my pants down and I was like, look, I'm growing hair here to here. And it's like, have I ever grown hair there? Maybe. But could I see it? No. It literally, very rare cases.
It's almost like hip to hip.
I'm so special.
You're almost like a hair, like
it's literally black hair, hip to hip. Hip crease. And I'm like, everyone's like, oh my God. It's like, it's so frustrating. And so then the only hindsight, you know, the only positive here is Gina's like, well, keep doing your treatments because at least now the laser will be able to find the hair.
I know. At least it's dark enough to find it. It's got to go now.
Man, I was like, seriously? Oh my God.
Well.
Like single, can't get dick on my birthday.
I almost feel like.
Probably because I'm growing hair hip to hip.
I feel
it. Oh, it's definitely the hair, Brooke, not the nose cast. Oh my God.
Well,
so that's what I'm working with.
I feel like somehow, like, maybe through us hanging out so often, now it's like starting to, like, because I'm always like worst case scenario girl. Uh-huh. It's somehow bleeding over onto you.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I can handle it. It is what it is. I'll keep doing it.
I'll do it.
And if not, you know, maybe I'll create a line of Merkins. Market it after my own.
Which, for those who don't know what Merkins are, what are they?
A Merkin.
I think we've talked about it before.
A Merkin is
like a fake.
But Google it, because I don't remember what year it was. Like in the 50s, 40s.
Is it M-E-R 60s? Or M-U-R?
M-E-R-K-I-N. A Merkin is basically a fake hair patch that
an
girls would wear.
An artificial covering of hair for the pubic area.
Yeah. And it was big in like Playboy. Not Playboy.
Oh, so probably like for movies and stuff, because they can't show a vagina.
But they have them where it's not hair though. Fucking look at the images. They're like colorful. They're like furry, pink, all kinds of weird Merkins you can get.
It says a Merkin is a pubic wig.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll create a line of Merkins, and I just am growing. I'm a fucking chia pet, so I just shave it.
We just water it,
and we water it.
Oh my god! It says Merkins were originally worn by sex workers after shaving their mons pubis, and are now used as a decorative item, as decorative items, erotic devices, or in films by both men and women. And there is a really nice picture of a hot pink Merkin. So yeah.
Anyway, so we're working on it.
I think that's kind of funny though. If you think
I have
about
many more treatments, so you guys, I'm gonna get through it.
I'm gonna get through,
I'm gonna
it,
get
guys.
Through it.
I know I'm gonna.
And if not, Merkins.
No, can I tell this thought though?
What is it?
So I think it's interesting how.
Wait, can I tell this thought? Yes, yeah. Always.
In movies.
Yeah.
Now you've gotten to a point where you see more private parts.
Yeah.
Right?
And you don't know if they're real because prosthetics are, they wear prosthetics.
Really?
Yes.
Fake really?
Ones. Yes.
I had no idea. Well, I'm so gullible.
Mind boggled.
But I think it's funny that it was okay for so many years. Like, never a man's genitals, right?
Ever.
But it was okay to show a woman's boobs, and it was okay to show her vagina, but it had to have hair over it. Right?
Yeah.
Seems a little, I don't know, kind of strange. I mean, now you see more dick.
Yeah, lots. Balls.
Balls.
Do you like how he said it?
Yeah, balls.
Balls.
We were watching, if you guys haven't watched it, It's pretty fun. A fun watch is Sex Life.
Yes, everyone's watched.
And there is a dude in there. Do you think that's prosthetic?
I don't know, man. I'd like to hope no.
There is.
It's an intimidating dick.
Yes,
it's an intimidating penis.
And ginormous.
Maybe he just gets hard. He's not a grower. He's just a shower.
Well, he's definitely a shower.
He was a shower.
I mean, it's. And it's a really funny scene because
it hung like 3 inches past his balls.
Past his balls. I know.
Yeah, penises are funny. I remember, oh God, I shouldn't tell this story. Okay, let me change some names. I won't even use names. I'll make a hypothetical. I remember a past penis I had. And I thought it was so funny because you look at it at the tip.
Uh-huh.
And not from like a downward angle, like the under angle.
Right.
Right? Where it kind of comes to a point.
Uh-huh.
And I could not help myself but envision a little Lego guy.
What?
With like a little Lego hair.
Oh, snap-on helmet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just always wanted to like put two little dots for eyes.
Like he was like a little army guy. Like he was like a knight.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Like a knight. It's like shining armor.
Like a knight in shining armor.
Fuck.
I mean, vaginas are all different too.
I had no idea. The first vagina, I didn't like growing up, you know, I didn't see a lot. So my mom's, well, actually, I saw my mom's bush when the bush was, you know, when I was like really little, the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Bush was big in the 90s, yeah?
Mm-mm.
Well, she was older. She's my mom. Right. So she would still be into the bush. Okay. Yeah. Actually, sorry, side note. I remember when I got laser hair removal for the first time, a good buddy of mine was like, "You're going to really regret that when the bush is back." You can't grow one.
You can't.
Unfortunately, I got laser and I'm growing it. I'm basically your bush is back. I'm basically a chia like pet.
Tenfold.
Honestly, I never had a bush until now. I guess, like, should I be mad about it or should I embrace it?
I think embrace it.
Just a fur burger?
Fur burger, man.
Just wear a swimsuit and stop actually shaving. Everyone's like, "Wow, I thought you were so attractive until, whoa, hang on, you're so much more attractive."
It's interesting because my mom back in the day, I mean, probably what I grew up in the 80s, basically. I mean, I was born 1970, but like what I really remember, like usually remember like 10 to 20 is the 80s. And my mom was or is very prudish.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, I have a very strict Christian background, and I think back, I was talking to my sister about this the other day, and it's so interesting because she was so prudish about everything. But I remember us going on these like camp ski trips because my parents were sponsors for the college group. So we would go on these ski trips and my mom would be in a bathing suit with just puffs of hair coming out of each side of her bathing suit, which feels, I mean, is that sexual? I mean, I guess it's totally fine. Like if you have hair, show it. It's totally fine.
If you
want.
It
just was interesting because it was her.
Yeah. Oh, your mom.
It was my mom. And yeah, she always just had,
I feel like a bush might
hair.
Be, bush is a defense mechanism. Like I remember like when I first started shaving my legs, like before I even grew any pubic hair, which also we've already discussed this. Very fine blonde. I don't, you know, until now, 32. Woo, got my first bush. Okay. My mom, like learning about pubic hair and how it's like, it's supposed to, it's like, keep stuff out.
Like flies?
I don't know. It was like, I remember like learning like
germs?
it served a purpose.
Well, sure. Yeah.
And I never saw a lot of vaginas. Full circle here.
Oh yeah. Back to vaginas.
Yeah. The first Tons. Vagina, friend's vagina I saw. Cause also too, it was like, maybe women are different. People are different. We have different experiences, right? So no, I wasn't someone who like, hey, what we showed each other was like our underwear. Like, oh, what underwear are you wearing? I wasn't like, hey, let me see your vagina. Maybe I didn't. I don't remember it because I was really little. I don't know. That happens. Show and tell in the bathroom in elementary school. But the first vagina that I saw was an old friend of mine. And I remember this. Until this moment, I had no idea that they were different. Like I knew that they were different. Obviously it's like, it's yours, it's mine. Like your parents made you, my parents made
me. Right, but you just think that they all look the same.
Like relatively.
Right.
Like within reason.
Right.
And I remember seeing it while we were changing. I'm a nudist. And double taking and thinking like, this is what I did. Huh. Okay. And then later on, when I was by myself, like looking at mine and being like, feeling pretty proud. I'm proud of it. It's mine. I should be, you should be proud of yours, man. Regardless of what it looks like. If you're, you know, if your dick's hanging 3 inches past your balls or 3 inches above your balls, you got to stand behind that shit. But I had no idea. They all look so different.
Yeah.
And then you have to consider too, it's like everyone's into different things. And it's like, they're all supposed to be different.
Yeah.
It's not like one is the best and universally everyone's only into that type. And anyone outside that type is like, sorry. No, there's so many different types and people are into different stuff. And that's a beautiful thing. That conversation about innies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some people are like, I don't really like one an innie. I was like, an innie, what did I say to you? Are you talking about belly buttons?
Yeah. Yeah, an innie vagina. So like basically you just don't see all the parts.
Or like covered up. Or like you said, like the lips are like much more hugged to your body.
Yeah, like everything's like on, not hugged to your body.
You said it's like a slit in that.
Yeah, it's like a slit and then, yeah.
Yeah,
and then
I didn't know.
Some of it shows and some of it comes out and yeah.
I had no idea. I Googled it.
Of course you did.
It was interesting. Oh, and then we watched, what did we watch? There was something on Netflix, a documentary about sex. Was it on, what was it? Anyways.
I don't know.
Or vaginas.
The Gwyneth Paltrow thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And they go to this thing, this class, and they talk about how like every woman needs to like look at themselves in a mirror, like their vagina. And like, I had never done that, but I did. And I was like, huh, feeling pretty proud at the time.
What?
Yes. The thing is like, I had no idea. Like that's something that you're supposed to do. And yeah. Then Gwyneth Paltrow was like, the Goop was like, everyone should.
You felt empowered.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because I think that subconsciously I would assume that I shouldn't in my own room by myself. It's almost like, no, I shouldn't do that. Like already like shame, right?
Well, a lot of that comes from your, not just your upbringing, not just necessarily your parents, but if you've
society,
been,
religious, society, all kinds religion, of different things.
And that's
like not supposed to explore your body.
Right. Well, and that's where it comes full circle, like with the word cunt.
Yeah.
Is that it was a very, I can't find it right now, but I was reading about it and it was a very accepted word.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden when, Christians basically came in and-
Cunt is like a powerful, strong word.
Yeah, it was a powerful, strong
and
word.
Vaginas and vaginas are very strong,
came from
man.
A Hindu goddess or something.
Yes.
Cunty or Kunti or something. But anyway, it's really interesting when you read about it because basically there was the entire time when Christians started taking over and the vagina was considered evil.
In many different societies.
Forums.
Oh yeah. My, in societies. Like I remember I took class sociology in college and we learned about different societies and like what they would do to women for punishment,
right,
to their vagina. Like I remember learning about tribes that the man would sew their vaginas up, their woman would sew it shut only to one tiny hole that they could pee, they would like where pee would come out when they would leave to go on like long, maybe it's like hunting or whatever trips.
No.
Yes. Dude, it fucked up. Oh my God.
So fucked up.
Oh, it wasn't sociology. It was, I was taking a course. It's called intracultural communication, something like that. Anyways, it was bizarre. Like we talked about this in class when I was in college. It's like, you hear these things that are happening either currently or in the past or whatever in other countries,
currently,
worlds.
Yeah,
yes. But like,
really,
but what we learned about,
horrifying.
We talked about a lot of stuff that was like, in, you know, whatever. There's this natural reaction we have. I'll speak for myself. That is to go there because I see it based on what I feel, what I believe, where I was raised, the rights I have, how I was brought up. It's like, that's not fair. That's fucked up. And now I feel the need to be like, I need to go there and save this person, right? And what we discussed and had to understand is like some of those people, even though I don't, that, first of all, what I just said, no, fucking never. That's so fucked. There's a lot of other things we learned about in different societies, and you'll go there, and where I as a woman might be like, you as a woman, you should be treated better. You need more rights. You need all these things. But that woman in their situation, the way they were raised, the society they're in, the country they're in, whatever, the tribe they're in, they might be like, no, this is the way of life. I'm fine here.
Right.
And that right there is so hard to be able to pull back on, like for myself, of being like, I wouldn't want that to, like, that situation or society, whatever, to force those views and ideas on me. And I have no right to force my views on that, even though you automatically put yourself in those situations.
Yeah, but our entire history is built off
that. Yeah, it's fucking wild,
man. People deciding, like, I know better than you, and so I'm going to come in, I'm going to save you, when you're actually not saving them. You're just trying to impress your own views on them.
Yes.
And make them live the way that you want them to.
Because you, yeah.
Because you think that you're so right hard.
Double-edged sword, man, on so many things that we hear about, we see. Man.
Okay, I want to read this.
Okay.
It says, once upon a time, about 10,000 years ago in the Stone Age, people wandered. They lived in societies where men and women had multiple sexual partners and female sexuality was not problematic. But women with sexual power got a bad reputation when ancient nomadic societies stopped moving and began grabbing and holding lands for families. Men then needed to know who their children were, which meant keeping women monogamous was a must. Women's roles shifted for children to inherit societies became patriarchal. Patriarchal? I'm terrible.
Patriarchal? Yeah.
And so the notions of female sexual power and goddesses disappeared as described by anthropologist Joseph Campbell. The end of women's sexual liberation tarnished the reputation of female sexuality, but the word cunt was a simple descriptor for a long time after that, and it can be heard in Old Norse and Germanic tales. It lived on in English and shares linguistic origins with noble words like queen, king, and country, and harmless terms like quaint. Linguistic anthropologist Evelyn Dean Olmsted explains. Anyway, it's just really interesting how it was not a bad word, like what we think is a bad word now. It was
noted. The word cunt is strong and powerful.
And we're bringing it back.
It really is. And we're bringing it back. Like, the word, I'm sorry. Cannot remember the conversation we had, who it was with. We were discussing the fact that, like, the word cunt and the power that it had. Was it Joe? It was Joe.
Yeah, it was my brother-in-law.
Oh, give him a shout out to his podcast.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Joe.
Spiritual as fuck. We had Joe on the podcast. We should have him on again. It'd be so great.
Yeah.
But he was just discussing how, like, the word vagina is, like, weak and powerless and soft and...
Well, no, what he was... It started out because he said, why do we call people pussies when they're weak, when actually the pussy or the vagina or the cunt does some of, like, the most powerful... I mean, birthing a child
is
probably the strongest. He goes, we should start calling people testes.
Testes. Testes.
God, I love him.
No, but we were discussing that, and it's like, it's true. I mean, I think that just like the word fuck, the word cunt can be used in such a powerful or powerful way, either positive or negative. And we're bringing it back. Starting out, aside from the fact that we use it, with our necklaces. Hey, you guys, thanks for hanging out with us for 50 minutes and 55 seconds for my birthday. Yeah. Hey, oh, first of all, yeah, email us. Second of all.
Remember to tell them the email, because I feel like some people don't know.
Okay, we asked you guys,
BetweenTheReps@gmail.com.
BetweenTheReps@gmail.com. On the last podcast, we asked you to email us. We couldn't answer those questions or go through them yet, because the day we are recording this podcast is the day that that podcast comes out. So, on our next one, we are going to go over those emails. Email us. Go on and leave us some reviews. And if you're like, actually, I listen to this because I hate it, we would love to hear your hateful review.
100%.
Remember to
rate, review, subscribe,
five star rating, five star warning,
and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.